We're continuing in the last chapter of 1 Samuel, the 31st chapter, and we've gotten down to the 9th verse last time, so we just have a very few verses left to finish this last chapter of 1 Samuel, and this is the story of the death of Saul. Saul has been defeated by the army of the Philistines. He's been wounded by their arrows, and so that he will not be taken alive and punished by them, he thrusts himself through with his sword. His armor bearer does the same, and his three sons are killed at the same time. And so we find then that the next day, the Philistines do come, and they find his body, cut off his head, strip him of his armor, and they send into the land of the Philistines round about to publish it in the house of their idols and among the people. They gleefully publish this death of Saul now, and it seems that they're going to be able to rule and reign over the land of the Israelites. They are underestimating the fact that David is going to take over the throne, and that David is going to be a formidable king and able to successfully defend the land of God's people against this Philistine nation. But now the Philistines are reveling in their victory. They are attributing this great victory to their gods and to their idols, and not realizing that they simply have been a tool in the hands of God to bring about a righteous judgment against Saul and those wicked people that are following him. So, verse 10, and they put his armor in the house of Ashtaroth. Now, the house of Ashtaroth was an idolatrous temple, and it was one of the gods that Israel wanted to serve from time to time. And so now we see where this idolatrous god is certainly not one that's for Israel, because it is used as a way to glorify their victory over Saul and over the land of Israel. The armor of Saul is placed in the house of Ashtaroth. And although it's not recorded in this place, in 1 Chronicles 10, verse 10, it is stated, and they put his armor in the house of their gods and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. So that Saul's head was put in another temple, the temple of Dagon. And of course, we're well familiar with the fact that this was one of their greatest idolatrous god. This was the fish god, and the idol that has lasted even to today, whenever the false church wears the fish mouth hat that he calls his mitre. That's a takeoff from the priest dressing up like the like a fish whenever they worship this god of Dagon. Now, it's interesting to note that just as the scriptures state that Saul's head was placed in the temple of Dagon and his armor was placed in the temple of Ashtaroth, the city that's named here is Bethshan, which is located just east of Mount Gilboa at the junction of the Jezreel and Jordan valleys. The University Museum of Pennsylvania, 1921 through 1930, uncovered in Bethshan in the stratum of 1000 BC the ruins of a temple of Ashtaroth and also a temple of Dagon, the very same buildings in which Saul's armor and head were fastened. At least, we do have archaeological proof that there were such temples in Bethshan in Saul's day. So these statements of the Bible are fully borne out by the scientific findings of the archaeologists who have uncovered those very ruins that existed during the time of Saul. And verse 10 further says, and they fastened his body to the wall of Bethshan. So his body was hung up to the wall of Bethshan. No doubt it had been dragged there and hung there then for the fowls of the air to eat. So we see then that although Saul did all that he could to prevent his body from being abused while he was alive by falling on his own sword, he had the worst abuse of all happen to his body after he was dead. His head was cut off, placed in the temple of Dagon. His armor was taken and placed in the temple of Ashtaroth, and now his body is fastened to the wall of the city. Verse 11, and when the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead heard of that which the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and went at night and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Bethshan and came to Jabesh and burnt them there. So we see that the people of Jabesh-Gilead are very valiant in rescuing the body of Saul and his sons. These men had been done a great favor early in the reign of Saul. They also had a close attachment, as we've read before, to the tribe of Benjamin. And so, although they didn't do anything seemingly to help Saul in the battle against the Philistines, they do show courage. They are valiant by going at night and rescuing this body of Saul, and they took it to their home city, to Jabesh, and burnt them there. Now, this phrase, burnt them there, may not mean that they actually cremated the bodies, but it could mean that they burned spices over them in an effort to perform some kind of embalming act. And they took their bones and buried them under a tree at Jabesh and fasted 7 days. So they are given a burial finally by the men of Jabesh Gilead. They're buried under a tree, which will be their grave marker. And then the men fasted 7 days. So there is some mourning. There is some expression of feeling for the death of Saul and his three sons. So although we see the end of the reign of a wicked king happens here, humanity obliges us to show a decent respect to dead bodies, especially those that have been the princes of God. This book of 1 Samuel began with the birth of Samuel, but now it ends with the burial of Saul. And if we will take the lives of these two men and compare them, it will teach us that we should prefer the honor that comes from serving God rather than the pleasure and honor that we get from serving ourselves and neglecting the duty to God which we all owe. So we come to an end of the book of 1 Samuel. So we now begin the second book of Samuel, chapter 1, verse 1.